Chögyam Rinpoche and all his disciples, students. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to express my great pleasure to meet you and wish you all best of everything. And I really admire with Rinpoche's activities in Dharma service throughout the world. So many people have been benefited through study, contemplation, and meditation. And then I've been asked to say some words about the teachings. Actually, you are already hearing so many teachings, there's no need to add anything more, but just to say a few words, but the great Lord Buddha gave enormous amount of teachings, and all of the teachings are actually to train our mind, to make our mind more clearer, more better, so eventually all of us to become a fully enlightened. So that is the main purpose. So the mind train, there are many, many different kinds of teachings, the sutras, commentaries, and all kinds of teachings, but the mind training teachings are the most effective or the most relevant in, during this very critical time. So I would like to say a few words, just a few words about the mind training teaching known as parting from the four attachments. This teaching is given directly by the Manjushri when the great Lama Sakyabha Khunga Ningbo, when he was young, his masters told him to study, and in order to study, you need wisdom. So to acquire wisdom, you need to propitiate the Manjushri, who is the manifestation of all the Buddha's wisdom. Actually, Lama Sakyabha himself, a Manjushri emanation, but since he was born as a human form, he is taking the human form so that he have to go through the human way of life, so therefore that he need to acquire wisdoms. And so he entered the Manjushri retreat. And after completing the 6 months, one day with lots of light, and the Manjushri with the two other bodhisattvas appeared in person. And the main Manjushri said these four lines, said Dilashana Shubanin, Koralashana Genjung Min, Tatanashana Chansan Min, Zimbashuna Tawan Min, which means if you have attachment to this life, one is not a religious person or dharmic person. If you have attachment to the realm of existence, you do not have the proper renunciation. If you have attachment to the self-purpose, you do not have the bodhicitta or the enlightenment mind. If grasping arises, you do not have the view. This is a very short, just only four lines, but it contains the entire path of the Mahayana. And so then this and this great Lama Sakyabha got a great realization, and he gave to his son and disciples, and then they gave to their disciples, and it has been passed down up until now, and it is used as a preliminary teaching in all our monasteries, not only in our monasteries, but in all traditions of Tibetan Buddhism. Recognize this as a very relevant mind training teaching, and it has been used in all of the traditions almost. And so this This teaching has a preliminary part, main part, and conclusion part. Preliminary part is not in the line itself, but it is obvious. As a Buddhist, the very first step we take when you enter the Dharma path is to take refuge. Refuge has many different levels, the Hinayana refuge, Mahayana refuge, Vajrayana refuge, etc. But according to the Mahayana refuge, it is with the four specialties. The first specialty is the specialty of the cause. Generally, the cause of taking refuge is fear, faith, and compassion. Fear for the suffering of samsara, faith in the triple gem, and compassion to the sentient beings. But in Mahayana teaching, all three causes are important, but most important one is the compassion. Compassion plays as a main role. That makes the Mahayana teaching, Mahayana refuge, a special cause. Because in Mahayana means whatever practice you do is not for the sake of yourself, but for the sake of all other sentient beings. And to do that, you need the compassion. If you don't have the compassion, you cannot do that. So the compassion as a main role is the specialty. Then the second specialty is the object of refuge. Object of refuge is same in all the Buddhist traditions, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, but in explanation it is different. According to the Mahayana, Buddha means with the three kayas, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya. Dharmakaya means the body of reality. And that means the double purity, the natural purity we all have. The nature of our mind is pure. But we are lacking the second purity. We still, although every sentient being has the Buddha nature, every sentient being's nature of the mind is pure and it's never been strained with the obscurations. But at the moment we do not see that. It is completely covered with the obscurations, with the obscuration of the defilements and the obscuration of the knowledge. And so we are lacking that. So through the accumulation of great merit and wisdoms that eliminate all forms of obscuration and the second purity. So the Dharmakaya is not something that you gain from outside, but it is something that which we already have, but revealed or manifested again. So that is the Dharmakaya. And then Sambhogakaya means the body of enjoyment. And through the accumulation of the merits, that is something you gain newly, is that our ordinary physical body transforms into the Buddha's body with the 32 signs and 80 qualities. And our ordinary voice transforms into the Buddha's voice with the 60 branch of the melody of Brahma, and our ordinary mind is transformed into the omniscient wisdom, that wisdom that realizes the true, ultimate truth as well as the relative truth. And so this is the Sambhogakaya. with the five certainties, the certainty of the place that it is in the highest agonista, and certainty of the body with the 32 signs and 80 qualities, the certainty of the teaching, the Mahayana teachings, the certainty of the time, there's Dharma, Sambhogakaya has no passing or birth or death, and it's all beyond that. So, certainty of the disciples, which is only the highly realized bodhisattvas. And then, Nirmanakaya means the body of emanation. And that means different from Sambhogakaya, the wherever, whenever, whatever form requires will appear. Our historical Shakyamuni Buddha is also actually a Nirmanakaya, but he is, even for ordinary people, see him as a Buddha. So he is known as an excellent Nirmanakaya. And so Buddha with the three kayas is the specialty. And then Dharma has two parts, the realizations and the teachings. The teachings, the Mahayana teachings, the Tripitaka, the Vinaya, Abhidharma, and Sutras. And then the realization that the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, what they have gained, what they have realized, that is the realizations, the true Dharma, the Mahayana Dharma. And the Sangha is the Bodhisattvas who already entered the Buddha's line is called the Bodhisattvas. They are the Sanghas. So that is the specialty, object of specialty. And then third is the specialty of duration of the time. When we take refuge, according to the Mahayana, we take refuge from this moment until enlightenment is reached. Because our ultimate goal is to attain the full enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And so that is a specialty. Third specialty. And fourth specialty is the purpose of taking refuge is not for the sake of yourself, but for the sake of all sentient beings. And so that makes the four specialties with the Mahayana refuge. So with that, we take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And then second preliminary practice is creating the enlightenment mind. Creating the enlightenment mind is through the space has no limit. So as the sentient beings has no limits. The limitless sentient beings, because we believe in rebirth. We are not only this life, but we had from the beginningless time until now, we had enormous countless lives. And we, in the future also, unless and until we attain the liberation or the enlightenment, we will continue reborn. So that every time we born, we are in a different place, different parents, different family, and so it's kind of rotating. So every sentient being is actually our very dear father and mother and relatives and so on. But due to the change of life, we do not recognize each other. And we see some as our friends, some as our enemies, some as are indifferent. But in reality, every sentient being, including our enemies, are also our mothers, our fathers. So we should, it is our duty to help all sentient beings. So in order to save all sentient beings from the suffering of samsara and lead them to the path of enlightenment. So in order to do that, we as an ordinary person, we cannot do that. We don't have the ability. We don't have the inner wisdom. We don't have the compassion. We don't have the power. So to do that, you need to attain enlightenment. Because when you attain enlightenment, then even in a single moment, you can save countless sentient beings through seeing, through touching, through hearing, through remembrance, can benefit enormous amount of sentient beings. So therefore, our aim is to attain the full enlightenment. And so to creating the enlightenment mind means to wish to attain the enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And in order to do that, you enter the bodhisattva's path. So that is the creating the enlightenment mind. So these two are the preliminary part. Then the main part, which first line says, if you have attachment to this life, one is not a dharmic person. This shows directly what is the right way to practice dharma and what is the wrong way to practice dharma. A wrong way to practice dharma is if you have attachment for the sake of this life, if you study. For the sake of this life, if you contemplate, if for the sake of this life, if you meditate, then it's not a religion. It appears like a dharma, but it's not a real dharma. Real dharma is at least what we practice is for the sake of next life, not for this life. Because this life is not a, it's a very short. Very rarely people live up to 100 years. So it's a time period of during 100 years. So it's a very short time and it's a very fragile. It is just like a water's bubbles. The water bubble appears and it bursts at any moment. Similarly, this life can burst at any moment. So it's not worthy of having attachment. And so this, and the right way to practice dharma is at least realize that this life is not worthy of attachment. And whatever practice you do is not for the sake of this life. At least it's for the sake of next life. So this shows what is the right way to practice dharma and what is the wrong way to practice dharma. So the first thing you give up is you have to give up attachment to this life because this life is very fragile and it's very short and essenceless and purposeless and not worthy of any attachment. And indirectly it shows need to practice dharma, need to practice dharma, to need to practice dharma, you need to contemplate on the difficulties of obtaining the precious human life. Although every sentient being possesses the Buddha nature, so that every sentient being has the possibility to become a Buddha if you meet with the right methods. But the human life, human beings have the best chance. Especially the human life, which is endowed with all the 18 prerequisite free from the unfavorable places and the favorable conditions, the conditions you need to gain from your own side and the conditions you need to gain from the others. So this 18 prerequisite is very difficult to obtain from any point of view, from the cause point of view, from the number point of view, from the example point of view, from its nature point of view. So the something that which we, through our prayers, through our merit, that we gain this time, not only human life, but all the 18 prerequisites, which is such a difficult to obtain. And so this time, when we have such great opportunity, if we lose this, there's no greater loss than losing this opportunity. So therefore, by contemplating this, that need to practice Dharma very urgently. And secondly, need to practice Dharma, not only important, but to do it very quickly, without any delay, because everything is impermanent, as we see very clearly. Outside world is changing, our own body is changing, our mind is changing. So everything is impermanent. And anyone who is born in this world has to die. So when we will die, nobody can determine. Nobody can say that you will live. It's difficult to, of course, there are certain masters who have a clairvoyance, can predict, but this is rare. And even you have a certain period of time to live in, but certain obstacles, such as like the accident, can happen at any time, and you can lose this human life very at any moment. And so, therefore, not only need to practice Dharma, but also need to practice very quickly without any delay. And then second line, which says that if you have attachment to the realm of existence, you do not have the proper renunciation thoughts. The realm of existence, Kama Dhatu, Rupa Dhatu, and Arupa Dhatu, which means realm of desire, the realm of forms, and the realm of formless. So the universe is divided into six realms, three lower realms and three upper higher realms. And the three lower realms, if you are born in three lower realms, there's a unimaginable amount of sufferings. And even in the higher realms also, although when we don't examine, we see some mixture of pleasure and pains. But in reality, there's no real pleasure. Even the pleasures that which we have are also another form of suffering. And so to practice Dharma for the sake of higher rebirth is not the proper renunciation. Proper renunciation is to realize the entire life, entire universe, not only in the lower realms, but even in the higher realms, also a nature of suffering. So that to renounce the entire world, and to seek liberation is the proper renunciation. So to to have attachment to the realm of existence is not right. It is just like eating a poison. Some poisons When you eat, it tastes sweet. Some poisons are sweet. But after eating it, it can cause tremendous pains and harms. Similarly, to have attachment to higher realms, it looks nice. The higher world looks nice and looks pleasure. But in to have attachment to this can cause tremendous harms in the future. So it directly shows the suffering of samsara, and indirectly shows the cause and effect, why we are born here, why we are experiencing all kinds of experiences that we have now, who created this, why we have this, and it is nobody created this. Nobody is responsible. Only yourself is responsible. Your own karma, your own deeds, that your own deeds that you have done. If you have negative karma, non-virtuous deeds, you will fall down in the lower realms. And if you have positive, virtuous deeds, you will be born in the higher realms. So there's the non-virtuous deeds and the virtuous deeds and indifferent deeds, which are not virtuous, nor non-virtuous. So we must abandon, we must abstain from the negative deeds, and we must practice virtuous deeds and transform the indifferent deeds into the virtuous deeds. And then the third line, which says, if you have an attachment to the self-purpose, you do not have the bodhicitta or the enlightenment mind. This shows directly the bodhicitta, the main bodhisattva's practice. The main bodhisattva's practice is to give up, because up until now, from the beginningless time until now, we only care about ourselves. We always think about ourselves. We only care about ourselves. We only thought about well-being of ourselves. But all we have accomplished is sufferings, more and more sufferings. But the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they give up for their own purpose, and they devote their entire life and time and energy for the benefit of sentient beings, and they accomplish complete peace and great bliss. So this time, the Bodhisattva's work is to give up attachment to self-purpose and devote main practice, actually, Bodhisattva means to exchange meditations, to give all one's own pleasure, one's own virtues, one's own good things, everything to the Mother Sentient Beings, and to take all the Mother Sentient Beings' sufferings, misfortunes, everything, the entire bad things to yourself. And by doing this way, that you destroy the self-cherishing thoughts. And once you have no self-cherishing thought, then you can gain the real peace. And so if you had to just to seek liberation for yourself, and ignoring the Mother Sentient Beings is not right, because attaining the liberation for yourself, you do not gain all the, you do not develop your own full qualities. And it is the biggest obstacle attaining the enlightenment. And so to self-purpose, you have attachment to self-purpose, then in the long run, it can cause harms. It is just like raising your enemy's sons. If you raise your enemy's sons, he will be pleased for the temporarily, but in the long run, he can cause you sufferings. So the self-cherishing thoughts you have to give up and create the enlightened bodhicitta, enlightenment mind to all sentient beings. And then the last line, which says that if grasping arises, you do not have the view. This is very short words, but it has contains the very elaborate explanation. Because to the birds to fly in the sky, you need the two wings. With one wing, you can't fly. So similarly, to attain enlightenment, you need both method and wisdom. So the method is this bodhicitta. And wisdom, you need the wisdom. Wisdom is the ultimate truth of all phenomena. And this, to describe that, there are many different views, many different level of schools try to explain what is the ultimate truth. But according to the highest, the Madhyamika or the middle way school's view is that ultimate truth is beyond perception, beyond explanation, beyond words. So if you grasp anything, if you grasp such as like existing or non-existing, both or neither, because ultimate reality is beyond perception, beyond grasping, beyond explanation. So if you grasp anything, then it is not the view. So the ultimate truth is beyond everything. And this, to accomplish, so it directly shows the inside wisdom. But indirectly, the base to practice this is the concentrations. Because without the concentrations, you can't meditate on the inside wisdom. So the first you have to do the concentrations. In the beginners with the object, and eventually without object, on the clarity of the mind. So that if your mind is very clear, without any interference of other thoughts. Because at the moment, our mind is very busy with the stream of thoughts. So on such busy thoughts, you can't have the wisdom meditations. So through the concentration, you have to pacify the thoughts and remain in complete calmness, in complete single-pointedness. On this, then you can meditate on the absolute truth or the inside wisdom. And so through the method practices and through the wisdom practices with the two together, then eventually you can accomplish the enlightenment. So the result is that eventually then through these practices, by giving up the attachment to this life, to the realm of existence, to the realm of to the self purpose, and through the proper wisdom, then you can accomplish Buddhahood, which has the three kayas, which, as I have explained you during the refuge time, the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirvanakaya. And you can have the unceasing activities, the wheel of activities that will be benefiting to all sentient beings. So the main message is that it is very important to practice, to study Dharma thoroughly. Then after studying, you have to practice it. Otherwise, even you can make a very good dishes, but if you, after making the dishes, if you don't eat it, then it has no purpose. So similarly, you make a very delicious dishes, then you have to eat it. So similarly, after studying that, whatever knowledge that you gain, you have to practice in your own 24 hours time life, that you are physically, verbally, and mentally, you have to practice Dharma, whatever way, and then it becomes the purposeful. And our life, the human life, which is very difficult to obtain, is being fulfilled. So with that, I conclude my brief talk, and I hope, and I will pray that Rinpoche will live long, very long, and turn your wheel of activities, as you already do, throughout the world, and all the disciples also will have a good health, a long life, and to fulfill all your wishes. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with you now and always. Thank you.